Hello, everybody. In a slight change to normal programming, it is me, Dick Van Dyke. I am hosting the podcast this evening, and the special guest is, in fact, the one, the only, the massacred Roxy Tumbledryer. Hello.
Hello.
Sorry, I forgot I have to put my man voice. Hello.
Oh, a man voice? Like, hello.
It's me after sorry, four Regal.
Hello. I still did hello. routines. A whole skit before this Muslim hotline. And I'm like, hello, welcome, very good, madam. And Dick Van Dyke's part was, but you just don't speak
because
you're a woman.
Because I'm a woman.
You're not allowed to talk. Anyway.
So anyway, look, just hello. As we start the podcast, that's me cancelled.
No, everyone knows this part. If you're easily offended, turn off now.
Yeah, please. But, you know.
You're in a safe space now.
I'm not in a safe space. This is the opposite of a safe space.
This is a very safe space.
And it's about to get a little bit unsafe, even more dangerous, because you're going to be answering the questions that I have for you this evening.
Yes, this week I'm being interviewed, I'm the guest, and you are going to hit me with those hard-hitting questions such as, yes. Why are you gay?
Why are you gay?
I love that. Why are you gay? Who says I'm gay? You are gay. I love that. I'm like,
Do you know what, though? I mean, if school was like that, life would have been a lot easier for some of us.
I know. I'm like, just make it, you gay? I'm like, I'm like, right. That was it. Imagine. That was my common night story.
Would you believe my PE teacher knew?
Was it Miss Man from Scary Movie? Miss Man? Do you remember that character?
Miss Henry.
Miss, was that her name?
Erica.
Oh, she sounds like she would enjoy.
Everyone. Oh, yes.
Company of a feminine lady.
She did enjoy.
Have you ever seen her out and about?
No, she's dead.
Right. Rip. Rip, motherfucker. Rip, yeah, gone.
Every time I think of hockey, I think of not her dead body. Anyway.
Every time I think of them girls playing hockey there, my dead beat here. What a lovely set of tits she has.
If you're just discovering, anyone that's listening from Glenmullow /Bangor, I'm really sorry that you found out this way. If you've been affected by the discussion that we're having today on the podcast, there's probably a number, but we don't know it. I'll just remind you, it is in fact Roxy Tumbledryer podcast.
Yeah, there's numbers out there. You can Google shit like dead PE teacher helpline.
Yeah, there's ChatGPT.
Yeah, during the break, we'll give you information of our previous chat, Muslim chat, which will it'll also give you directions on how to cope with death and shit. All that.
So we're ending that bit. Right, so.
Well, no, thank you very much for coming on and doing this with me. I did that. It's been a long time in the making. We've been busy bees.
I know. And also,
then we met each other the other week. I was like, yeah, see that last time? I just wasn't in the mood for being funny. And you were like, me too. I was like, thank God.
I was literally.
Mentally fucked.
I was heading down the stairs. I was like, maybe I just get a period or something, or
can I fall?
Have an ovary fallout or something.
Then this magical text going, do you fancy moving it, didn't it? Why, yes. I was like, oh my God, yeah. I'm like, perfect.
That's why I love working with you.
I'm just like, not the day, kids. 20 minutes beforehand, not the day. I'm like, okay, perfect.
Do you know what, though? That's like, we nothing's too stressful. That's why it's kind of good that we work together so well, is that we are in the comedy realm, and whatever happens, happens. Do you know
absolutely.
What I mean? As long as there's a vodka orange at the end of it, it's fine for you.
There's always a drink supplied for me. I'm the guy, like a vodka orange, 230 over 500s, and a smile.
I love a codeine.
Me too.
I just, do you know when I was, I don't remember if I ever told you this. I used to like crush up K-Pak and snort it with a shot of vodka.
Oh.
That was our praise.
Whitney Houston, bring me higher love.
And high I was.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. I'm surprised I have a kidney.
Oh.
I might.
You've got a kid now. Like, I've got a. And a kidney.
She's here all week, folks.
Yeah, baby.
Try the veal. So. We're gonna. I have got a few different questions. I haven't told Roxy what I'm going to be asking her because, as always, she shines whenever she's put on the spot.
Absolutely, I love a good tangent.
You know, especially in court.
Absolutely. Well, touch wood, haven't been there yet, but just wait till I run some fucker down. I'm like, get out of my way.
It's a matter of time.
Sometimes I'm out driving now and I really think, do you ever see the Family Guy skit of like Asian lady driver? It's like, look out everybody else, and she just pulls out in front of everybody and the old cars crash. I see people doing that and I'm like, family. I'm just in my head. I go, look out, everybody else. I'm like, oh my God, these people with like, and it's always a wee fucking 19-year-old bitch in a Fiat 500. Oh my God, we go to Campbell College. And I'm like, get the fuck off the roads, you stupid cunt.
I just keep thinking about Samantha Mumba.
Samantha Mumbai.
Yeah, do you know, she, it was always her song on the Drive Safely ones.
Oh, body to body, funky to funky.
Yep.
We know there's three dead in this vehicle. The one with the seatbelt or the damage. You know how to drive safe. Do you ever see the motorway bridges now don't keep the race down?
Or oh, it's yeah,
like,
yeah.
Don't be stupid. Wear a condom. Like, what? I'm driving.
Just general life advice on your way to Derry.
Yeah, it's like, don't wear a jumper on a rainy day. I'm like,
do you remember the old average as well, just while we're on this tangent? I don't know if you're old enough to remember this because you're, what, 23?
Add 10.
Do you remember the, do you remember the average that was like, and people say, I'm the tube, I, dead on. Do you remember that?
Yes, was that...
Was it smoking?
No, it was TransLink. I was like... it was like, Nuala McKeever done things like, I and I said, the American, oh my God. Leave the car behind. Give the bus a go. Do you remember him?
Oh my God, yes.
That's what that reminded me. But that may be the whole different thing you're going down.
Like, or your mental health. If you're feeling down.
Yes.
Talk to a doctor.
Talk to a doctor.
Doctor.
Fuck's sake. I said my mate telling me, fuck's sake. Doctor, doctor.
Sounded like, you know, Mars Attack.
It's like Spanish maracas.
The fuck? Klingon.
Or people go, big doctor. I'm like, what? We're going to a big doctor. I'm like, why? Who? I always like think of the big doctor, and I've said this other times. It's like, you know, like the Jolly Green Giant going, ho, 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 you've got stage four. Ha, ha, ha.
Wouldn't want a smear from him.
Fuck. Like open up. I'm like, ah, Jesus Christ. And split in two.
What is the why is it called the Bell Dock?
I don't know.
Right, because we all call it the Bell Dock, right?
Well, I've never knew about it until I moved into Belfast. Well, I always just knew that you rang your GP and did not get an appointment.
The Bell Dock.
Is it just called, like, Belfast Dock?
Is it just lazy for Belfast Dock?
I always thought bell meant ring it. Like, give me a bell. Like, you ring the doctor. I don't maybe. Know. Maybe it's a Belfast thing. Like, bring a bell, doc. I'm like, who is this bell doc?
Can somebody please contact Roxy after this?
Let us know on all forums.
On all forums across social media platforms. What is the bell doc?
What is the bell doc?
Because I thought it was also the demon out of Lord of the Rings, but anyway.
Bell doc? It's actually what Bugs Bunny says. Bell doc.
Fuck's
that was a real reach.
That was
there.
A tenuous
that
reach.
Was a real fucking reach, and I'm here for it. Thank you for listening.
You love a reach around.
Fucking right. Play me like a trombone.
A flute on the 12th of July. You'd love that. Fuck. Your mom would be proud.
I can play the flute.
I bet you can.
The skin oboe.
Grade 6. I tried to do.
It's me playing the flute.
God. Thought we're doing like an ASMR podcast there.
Yes, I'm like, please. I hate people on TikTok that tap things with their nails. Like, oh my God, I can't believe I got the viral. Ticket. I'm like, you're a fucking ball bag.
The unboxing ones as well, where they're like,
oh. Yeah. Why are you tapping shit? Nobody cares how it fucking sounds. Open the bastard. I want to see the powder. Wouldn't tap packaging every time you put your makeup on? Do you tap packaging?
But you know what? My daughter has started doing that now when she gets things because she's seen it on TikTok.
Kids are doing it.
So obviously, I've beaten her. But, haven't.
Obviously, I've beat her. Beat her.
She told me to get out of her room the other day because she was getting ready and it was her process. She's 7. I am fucked. That's her at 7.
My niece is 8. You know, at least why. She's like, yeah. You know the way, like, you pay me £10 every week
oh,
as
yeah,
my pay?
Yeah, she's got you as a scam.
Oh, I have £40 a week. I'm going out during tablets. Fucking scam. Well, you know the way, like, next week I might be away somewhere. Could you, like, do double week this week? I'm like, no, I'm not the
oh
credit
my God,
union.
You're
no,
the brie?
Can I get double week? I'm like, would it be possible of a crisis loan?
Could there be a crisis loan there?
I want to get some Hello Kitty shit off Temu. I'm like, no. It doesn't matter. But there's rules now. She has to phone me and talk to me and have a conversation because she's now got that age. Real, hi, how are you, love? And she's like,
money.
Too busy on her phone. I'm like,
oh,
talk to me.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm your uncle. I'm your uncle. Who else would it gonna be? My auntie says that. I'm your auntie. I'm like, I know. Right. Quite aware.
Who do you think you are? Who get a wee swab.
Move it, break it, make it, shake it. Who do you think you are?
You have to have the phones down at dinner time.
Absolutely. But even anytime, like, right, your uncle's here. My sister said, your uncle's here. Talk to him. I'm like, hi, yeah. She's like, hi. Walks away. I'm playing with slime. I'm like, oh, fuck's sake.
Oh, fucking slime. Don't even talk about slime. We sound like two old fucking mas. So this is turning from Roxy's podcast into Loose Women.
But it is, if there's people out there listening, probably go, yeah, my kid's the same, or yes, yeah, I have that. And like, they reach that certain age, and like, fuck you, mum, from the age of 7 till about 19.
70.
And they go, mum, do you want to go out for a drink now? And you're like, yes, let's go.
I will look forward to that, do you know, when she comes and gets me from the care home.
It's like, right, mum, come on.
In 4 years.
You would dress like an old man, like, suave, you know, like Gomez Adams, and like, in the care home, like, it's kind
of me. That's the goal. But what I'll probably look like is something out of Still Game. Have you ever seen that? I'll look like that.
Like Winston.
Yeah, I'll be Winston with one leg.
Oh, fuck. It's the gout.
I might get gout, just, you know, for attention.
Gout at his house.
Right, listen. Oh, for fuck. Right, okay, we're going to expect more of that.
So anyway, back over to the host of this episode, Mr. Dick Von Dyke.
Yeah, I mean, host is a strong term when you're sitting on a podcast with you, yeah.
I know.
We're just going to chat shite, but basically I'm going to ask some random questions. Roxy does not know what I'm going to ask, and we're going to see, honestly, what comes out of her mouth. And if anyone has any experience with Roxy, you know, to get a wee drink right now, maybe get your lost Mary, get the kids out of the room, maybe out of the house. Mm-hmm. Out of the house actually might be better. Put them on holiday. Stand in Benidorm. It will be safer in Benidorm.
Straight
than
into
letting
the home
them
down
hear
in
this.
Malile. Straight into that home.
Into the caravan.
Covered under the stairs. I'm like, I'm listening to drag queens. And if you own a Roxy Dumbledore t-shirt, you make sure you put that on whilst listening to the podcast like it's a football game, because there is a girl that does that.
What? Puts on a Roxy.
Vicky Thompson, she wears her Roxy Dumbledore t-shirt and gives it the full Lisbon experience. And I'm like, it's like a football match, sitting with her top on, listening every time.
I would love you on my tits.
I know. If anybody wants to buy a Roxy Dumbledore t-shirt, they're for sale as well.
Excellent. This is turning into Benidorm. This is great.
Fucking right.
Right. Are you ready for your first question?
I am ready.
Okay. Some of them are nice, some of them are a bit random. What is the best compliment you have ever received about your drag?
Fuck me. Jesus, trying to think.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not a man of God, was one of them. You're not a man of God. I'm like, I know, thank you. Something actually I can remember right well. There's it's not even compliments, just something nice to say. It's like a person that it was 2 years ago at the Balmoral Christmas show that you may know Antonia and Rory.
Yeah.
It was Antonia's mum. Shout out to Antonia and her mum. Antonia's mum had came to the show and she just got the all clear from cancer. I was like, yeah, great, give her a shout out, that was great. Unfortunately, it came back. Mm-hmm. And then she went and got all of her bits and pieces and got it all fixed up. And just recently, Christmas 2024, they were back at the Balmoral show, and the Balmoral show, not the horse show, my show, at the Balmoral Hotel. And they were there and she was like, oh my God, we just got the all clear again for the second time and we're back here again because we had to come back and celebrate with you. I was like, oh my God.
That's special.
I was like, that is fucking lovely. I love it. There's so many people that do the same sort of thing or go, we wanted you because you've done, like, there's the likes of Kiva Murray and Emma Murray. Mm-hmm. Their family have booked me for fucking nearly everything. It's soon be a funeral I'll be doing.
Yeah.
I've done birthdays, weddings, man. We're just like, it's nice to have you doing it all and everybody knows. And you have, I was like, oh, yeah. Well, that's absolutely lovely. I like things like that. It's so nice.
Yeah. And that's the thing, because you're quite controversial. You can't shy away from that. But, you know, that's the kind of, you kind of say the things that some people are scared of. Do you cross boundaries? Of course you do at times. But do you do it from a place where you still have heart behind what you do? Absolutely.
God, I'm always like, at the end of the day,
it's drag,
it's a laugh. Don't take it so seriously, for God's sake, because, oh, the things I see online, these people, people always go to me, why do you never do RuPaul's Drag Race? I'm like, because the people that watch it, and mostly the people that are asking you to do it, are the ones that you don't want to do it for. The fans are mental.
Yeah.
You do something wrong that some bitch in fucking Brighton doesn't agree with, she'll trail you apart on fucking Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're insane. You need to get out of the house and smell some air. It's fucking dress up.
Yeah, and it's not good for your mental health, like.
You're destroying people's mental health just because you want a fucking couple of likes on X, Twitter, whatever the fuck it's called, or TikTok. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, there's something going about now, it's a good laugh of a picture, but it's Tina Burner in that fucking wig because they're in this new season. And I'm like, fuck off with your pictures. You're going, oh, I know drama. I'm like, you don't know drama. You don't know fuck all. Most of the drama is all made up for the crack. I bet you the queens get together and go, I'll make up drama for a laugh.
Yeah.
Like, to get these people fucking all, like,
they probably do, to get their names back in their mouths.
100%. When we start drama, I'm like, fucking, see that fucking Dick Von Dyke's a cunt. Stealing all the fucking drag king gigs in this country. And like, I want a drag king gig. Can't even get one. Me dressed as a woman. What the fuck?
from Dick to Cunt.
From fucking Dick to Cunt. What's going on? But yeah, no, it's nice. And when people do, you go, oh, yeah, we want you for this. And there's, oh my God, the story I love. She's just recently got married, a lovely girl called Simone. Mm-hmm. I actually met her again at the Balmoral 2-3 years ago at a Christmas show. And she was in her wheelchair. God, she's brilliant. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I ended up launching her out of her wheelchair and spinning around the room. There's pictures on my social media. Mm-hmm. As she sat in the chair, I flew around the room in the wheelchair. And then, of course, they all wanted me for the hen party. Like, Simone doesn't want anybody else but you to come and do the hen party. And mm-hmm. I recently did it. It was a fucking gag. I asked how, was she going to walk or wheel down the aisle? She did both. She was amazing. She actually did. She got out of her wheelchair and she was able to walk down the aisle. Amazing. And that actually fucking made my day when I seen the pictures, because they tagged me in them.
Oh, good.
And I was like, that's so lovely. And yes, she's recently got married, and she went to Disneyland for her wedding.
See, I think that's the thing about
And for her Christmas, for her wedding dinner, she had chicken nuggets and chips. I know.
An important detail.
I remember these things. I'm not just some heartless cunt.
That's what made her walk.
The Lord God.
Yeah.
What is that voice? I don't know. Lord God, he came into the room and he said, you are going to have chicken nuggets and chips and you're going to walk down that aisle, girl.
I think that's New Testament.
I think it is.
But that's the thing. I think that you are very outspoken. You're very controversial. People always, any holes that I have do tighten when I'm working with you.
Other people's do. And I like that.
But the good thing I will say about it is when I take a step back and think about all those times, no one is safe. You're not targeting one person.
No.
You'll go for everyone. You'll go for people in wheelchairs. And I think,
always said I'm an equal opportunities offender.
You are very much that.
Everybody gets it, not just one person.
I think, you know, that actually people who are minority or maybe, you know, disabilities, obviously they don't want to be bullied, they don't want to be belittled, but they want to be part of the joke. If you're doing a roast and they come to your roast, they want to be part of that.
I don't want to ignore somebody sitting in the chair. Yeah. Like, for fuck's sake.
And to do that is more patronising than not.
Yeah, or to be like, oh, you look great. You're very...
How are you? My legs don't work, not my fucking brain.
I'm like, there's people I've seen before, and I'm like, oh my God, like, fucking this one here has been in a gay bar before. Now look at him, he's in a wheelchair. Boom. You know.
So brave.
I know. And then, of course, I go over to that person. Here's a free drink. Thank you for being offended.
That's it.
And they're like, oh, fuck off, I wasn't offended. I love it. It's great. I'm like, absolutely. Thank you very much. People get offended on behalf of other people. I'm like,
yes.
Really, bitch? Fucking calm down. Yeah. Go and ask the person if they're offended. No, I thought it was a gag. Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's the main priority. But as you say, you do have a lot of heart. You do remember things about people. People do remember you. And you do regular repeat gigs and stuff. And I think it's lovely to see. It's nice to see, like, you know, we have figureheads in the community. And you do go out there and you do all different types of community, like hen parties, and you do the Balmoral, and you go into the bars that you would never imagine you would see dragon.
Shankill Road. many a social
pigeon club.
I did. I've actually been in nearly every bar on the Shankill except for the Rangers bar and the Berlin.
The Berliner.
And it's like, it looks like you would stick to the floor. Like a fly, a Venus fly trap. I was like, I don't want to go in there. But yeah, that's the only one. That's the only two. Yeah. I've been in the mall. I remember sitting on the roof, like years ago, good fucking maybe 10, 11 years ago, on the roof of the Northern Ireland Club, smoking fags with all these fellas going, you.
Yeah.
I was like, up a fuck la, up the crack. Because it's just, it's not like, I'm get off my way, I'm a woman. I'm like, well, boys, what's the crack?
Yeah.
It's just, I'm down to earth because people see it, right? They panic, they think I'm going to go buck them. Sorry, I think I'm playing footsie beer, like, girl. I'm like,
good sorry, I'm here for it.
They always say, oh, terrified. And then as soon as they go, actually, this is just a normal fellow having the crack. I'm like, thank you.
And I think that's it. Like, comedy is the thing that transcends what we do. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's what I noticed with doing, like, the drag king thing in cabaret. People go, what's this? Like, not everyone's seen a drag queen, but if they haven't seen a drag queen, they definitely haven't seen a drag king.
Yes.
And that's the instant thing that they zone in. And after about 20 minutes of having, you know, laughs and bants with them, they realise, oh, this is just comedy. This is performance. This is theatre. And that's what we're doing here. This isn't like...
That is it.
This isn't trying to change the world here.
The kind of,
so even though it is a wee bit.
Start coming. Then a couple of the adults, I bet you those nights at cabaret, there's a couple of adults at the end going, licking their lips at you going...
Well, we discussed this before.
We did. Oh, that woman. Oh, yes. I remember that last one. That woman asked me, I don't know how it all works. And you're like...
I know how it all works.
Right.
Yeah.
I have to go.
I get my face licked an awful lot. I don't know why.
It's the drink.
What is the drink?
Yeah, it's sexy. Yeah.
It's Blue Wicked.
A girl the other night touched my wig, brand new wig, all the way from Vanity, Australia. I was like, don't touch that fucking hair. And she was like,
this happened to me.
Don't touch my shit.
I can't even imagine what it's like for you wearing wigs all the time. So I wear them very rarely, but I did a gig in Derry and this girl used my wig as something to swing round and I nearly trailed her roots out. I couldn't believe it. It's like 200 quid wig.
Yeah.
Don't touch it. One of the cheaper ones.
Yeah, don't fucking touch my shit.
I was just mind blown. It's also attached to my head, you fucker. It's sore.
Yeah, I was like, don't fucking pull that. And then some guy's like, oh, that's lovely. And they love it in the pool, like a stylist flicking it at the front in the mirror. I'm like, you touch that one more time, I'm going to break your fucking fingers.
I know.
But I'm lovely. And I'm like, yeah, let's not touch it. And then they do it again. I'm like, don't fucking touch the hair. You can't back off.
4 octaves
with
down.
A big, massive smile. Don't touch the fucking her. It was a couple of weeks ago, somebody knew just was going to fucking ape. Play my song. I was like, I'll play it in a wee second. We have literally things to do. I'm trying to set up. It's 35 degrees heat here.
It's a show.
It's in the process of setting up from one show to mine, and I'm trying to get everything to go. Come over, play my song fucking now. I was just like, Mary Italy, you fucking fruit, get away.
It's turned into like the demon of titty.
The demon of fuck. The demon headmaster. Demon. Don't seriously just. Give your performers a wee minute to set up and get sorted and get ourselves settled. I need a fag, a drink, a shot, a wank, and then I'm ready to go.
Shower, shit, and a shave.
Yeah.
Then I'm ready.
It's like, give me 5 minutes and then I am fucking all yours. Come and talk to me. Tell me what you want. I play whatever you want.
That's give me it. That like, minute. They think they're the most important person in the room. Everybody like, thinks that when they're at those kind of things.
No,
but.
We are not.
So look, I remember vaguely hearing that you started off doing photography. You know, you very famously did some scandalous photos of the derriere of the famous Tina Legs Tantrum.
That's right.
And other performers.
Her Mighty Hoopla was in that.
It's exceptional, Lars. Credit where credit's due.
Indeed, the Nutcracker, she calls it.
And I have no doubt that it has cracked many a nut.
Many, many of a straight man's nut has been cracked. Has she done a death drop onto it?
Yep. But that's, like, how did you actually then transition into doing Roxy?
I was taking pictures of. I took some. I sound like Candy Muse. Electrocunt is the best impression. It was literally me just doing Electrocunt. Ask anybody if you ever see her. Ask Electrocunt to do Candy Muse. She just sounds like the Tasmanian Devil.
Yeah.
It's so funny that I actually cry every time. It's like. Too good. Sorry, tangents, place and time. I decided to come to the shows, which was Sunday Bingo Show at the time in Union Street. God rest its soul, and its new incantation and all that. So I started coming down to the show, sitting along, taking the pictures of the queens. At that time, it was Tina and Trudy, Portia and Lady Bunny. God rest her soul, Bunny's still out there somewhere. We're still listening. Let Bunny come
in
back to drawing.
In the arms of the angels.
Me and Victoria's Secret even done the same thing. Bunny, if you're listening, come back. Please, we need you.
Just kickboxing an angel in heaven.
Speaking of, I'm actually just putting a pin on that. Speaking of returns, you know, see recently Blue Hydrangeas Night, Blutopia last month had Lucifer.
I saw that.
I know. I was meant to go, but I was ended up having to be early.
Scored from the premises. We'll come back to that.
Lucifer was back, so I was like, fucking brilliant. Seen videos, absolutely fantastic. She's
really?
Amazing. I love her.
I know.
Anyway, so I was taking pictures of the girls in the show, and was going back to stage, going, oh, it was great. And they were like, you should do drag, you've got it. And he was like, oh, no. All right, well, and I said, fuck, right, we'll give it a go. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just was like, I think I'll be like a weird, like a different alternative.
That's what I was going to say. Like, what did you, wanted to be very alt at the start, didn't you?
I really did. I don't know why. I actually don't know why.
You don't know why?
Like, it makes me cringe, but I'm like, no, fuck that. It's what paved the way for Oprah here and do her bits. I did remember, like, oh, I'm going to do, like, I actually found the day one wig is behind you, like, buried. I've still got it. I'm going to be worried out one night and going, like, look what's back. This thing.
We'll do a reunion.
This little black thing. So it was gothic bitch. What did I do? Evanescence. Wake me up inside.
Did you actually do that?
I did. That was my first number.
I can't believe that. That was your first ever number in drag?
First number, yeah. Then Heads Will Roll by the AAs. Off with your head.
Banger.
Dance. Did that. Rolled about the stage like a moon cat. Video's on YouTube. If you just type in Rockstar Dryer, look through. It is, like, it's been recorded on a cabbage, I think. I think the recording device was a cabbage.
A Nokia flip phone.
Yep. It was something else, but yep, it's there. First performance. And I was like, oh my God, 2009. So we're talking good 16 years now. Approaching.
Oh my God. Really?
Oh no, it's mental.
Was that in Union Street?
Union Street Bar? Yep. When the stage was on the other side. So I literally took pictures. They were like, do drag. I was like, fine. And it just went from there. So I ended up doing more. And then Trudy was like, do Trudy's drag. Do my drag race. I was like, all right, well, I'll give it a go.
Oh, did you do that?
I did Trudy's Drag Race year one. It was Paletta Stiletta, myself. Paletta won. Competitive bitch, really got my rack. Thanks, Grant. Like, I'm not, I don't know what's going on. Now we're like the best of friends. There was Wee Hannah, there was an R1. What was her name? Fucking Cha Cha Snyder, whatever. I don't know what the fuck. Dickhead. And a couple of other people. But it was
oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember doing that. I was like, that was a gig. And then just different. I ended up started doing the Sunday Bingo Show.
Yeah.
Then there was a part in the middle of it. It was a game. And it was me and Rusty. Me and Rusty actually met, me taking pictures.
I was
pictures.
About to ask, how did you meet?
How did we meet? We actually, I was taking pictures and I was like, look, can I take some photographs of you, some pictures today? And oh my God, they were fucking wild. Still have them.
Good.
You always have to have the evidence.
Rusty, but for a small like, fee, I won't tell anyone.
Do you want to like take pictures? And she was like, aye, no problem. So we took a picture. And then the next thing, I can't remember where from that. Then it was like, went out for a night out, then another night out, another night out. That was, we're just out having the crack. We started working together on the Sunday Bingo Show as well. So one week it was either she done it or I done it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But then Portia started doing a lot of things down in Dublin, do you remember?
Oh, that's right.
God, what was that a club that opened? It was meant to be the big newest thing, but it wasn't. Can't remember what it was. Wild, do you remember the Wild Club? And they were all getting their pictures taken.
Stop.
And it was all the big glamorous thing that
I totally forgot.
Remember the Maverick
that.
Got the big thing as well. It's very similar to the Wild thing. So Portion was down there quite a lot. So then it was like Rusty and Roxy both on. So Rusty was sitting on the panel doing the chat and the Agony Aunt letters, and I started hosting the game, which was always Name That Tune with Granny D. And Name That Tune was like, fucking, it is like, it would peel the skin of your eyes. It's fucking dull as shite.
Yep.
So after we were doing it, I was like, can I change this up? I actually seen Bianca Del Rio do this. Mm-hmm. And it was lip sync for your drink.
Mm-hmm.
Which every drag queen does now.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to do that at the Sunday Bingo Show. The very first one in Belfast ever. And I can tell you that one without a benefit of doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, it was the very first one. Because where did I say Bianca Del Rio doing it when she travelled around? She was just fresh off Drag Race. And I was like, or no, she hasn't even been on it, I think. And I had seen this and was like, oh, fuck, that's a gig. I make people dance. And they were like, the bar were like, fuck, this is great. Yeah. And each week, people were coming and it was getting fucking mental and crazy. And I just become then a regular fixture.
Yeah.
As did Rusty.
Uh-huh.
Portia left. Bunny left. And it become the four of us.
Uh-huh.
And then the Maverick approached myself and Rusty and we're like, do you want to work here? We're about to open them. We're like, We'll give you your own nights. We ended up with a Sunday, a Wednesday, mm-hmm. fucking...
You were on there all the time, like...
Oh, jeez, we're like a bad smell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For a long time. So when Maverick first opened, I was there with Rusty. Actually, it came up the other day, a memory, that was our very first R&R Sunday.
Oh, R&R Sundays! And the handbag tossing.
The handbag toss, the teapot cocktails, which is just basically cocktail, yeah. Fucked in the teapot.
I'm winging it.
Watered down, stinking. But that was Maverick in its infancy when it very first opened, so it wasn't the glamour that you're all running to now. It mm-hmm. was literally bare bones, and we worked fucking hard.
Portia did fresh meat.
Did a competition.
Mm-hmm.
Hijinx Saturdays.
Oh my God, yeah.
Fridays were... Rusty did Fridays, didn't she?
I think she did Fridays, maybe.
Yep. Fuck yeah, it's been around for a while.
Yeah, yeah, it's been a long time.
And then, of course, Sunday service was upstairs. Then mm-hmm. we took it over. They gave it to us.
Mm-hmm. I had Motormouth Mondays, which lasted, I don't know, 4 months. Because it was a pub quiz on a Monday. And
that,
I had...
You, that's right.
And I was a girl, which was stinking. Like, who ever thought of putting a girl on the scene?
I know. Terrible. Fucking female wild. Comedian, get the fuck out.
I know.
Edgy stinking. Enough head at the time, it was.
And nobody knew what to do with me, so they were just like, oh, you're the Michelle Visage. I was like, it could be more opposite.
I can remember that.
Do you remember I used to get really bored and like change my photo on the posters to Lisa Riley, Mandy Dingle?
Yep.
And see if anyone noticed.
Nobody noticed. I was like, this week is... Because on Sundays then we took over the Sunday service.
Yeah.
Upstairs wasn't really working. It was...
But you know, it was great first time.
It was fantastic at the time because we used to have like all the girls. It was basically a rival for the Sunday Bingo Show at the time.
Yeah, and they took a punt on it and they put belief in us that we could do it.
Absolutely.
It was just the wrong atmosphere. So it went downstairs.
The thing is, homosexuals are people of habit.
Oh, yeah.
So to one place, we go to one place. You go to somewhere else, absolutely not.
Nope.
The other place can die on its knees before we come near you. Yeah. Then you die, then we go... Oh, I really want to come see that.
Oh, like, that's a shame.
Yeah.
I was going to go there next week.
I was hoping on that wage too to make my bills. But thank you very much for your support. I'm glad that you could do that for me. Thank you. But we did. We plowed ahead on the Sunday nights where we did the good 15-minute long Prince of Egypt and the Christmas number. Where
was that on YouTube?
No, there was no videos of that. It ended up being... No, there was no videos actually. But it was a good 15-minute long production that I put together with the Queens. It was the Prince of Egypt movie, but compressed into 15 minutes in the bar in Maverick. Yeah, yeah. Candy Carousel played the role of the River Nile with Blue Rule. You were God.
Well, you know, typecast. What can I say?
You were gold. You were fantastic. And like, come, I'll take you home.
Yeah. Trying to just dressed as Gandalf.
It was fucking great. The things we did. We were actually talking about this before we recorded. It's like, God, take me back to whenever depression wasn't a thing.
I know, right?
But it was. We were getting fucking, why is this place not busy? It's your fault. It's like, it's not. It's people don't come here. They don't know.
And it's just like, everything has a cycle. Everything has a cycle.
It really does.
Do you know what I mean?
Libertine cycle was smaller than others, but again, that building, we were of our past cross there as well. What was it called?
Fox?
No, it was that Tomb Street. What was it
called?
Oh, Rain. Remember Rain's second incarnation? And your lovely self had me doing a Saturday night on the door, which was 10 people come through. It was great.
Yeah. people don't want to go around the corner.
It's that building is not fit for anything to do with anybody. No. Nobody wants to go there. It had its time. It was great, but then that was it.
Club culture is gone.
It is gone. Actually fucking is gone.
The 90s, it died at the early noughties. That was it.
No, if you want to do the 90s now, you come out from 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you're in bed for 10.
Yeah, like early brunches, the 30 plus ones. Brunch. And I'm a big stan of that, actually. But yeah, you've literally done it all, and you've been an integral part of the community. Venues from literally from 2009, so from year dot, which is a big thing.
I know, it's been flying through. We've been doing quite well.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want to ask you a few more questions because we've diverted about 100 times. I've got loads more questions for you. So let's take a little break. You can have a wee vape.
Oh.
I'll go and scream at your neighbours.
Please do.
Just for their attention.
She's good at it.
All right, and we'll come back in a couple of minutes.
Oh, see you soon. It's back by popular demand, the Laundry Room Podcast Live. Union Street Bar, The Shoe Factory, on Thursday the 3rd of July. Doors open at 7:30, showtime 8:30 p.m. If you missed the last one, you do not want to miss this. It's the same podcast crack, banter and tangents, but live, all under one roof. Get those tickets now online at www.ticketsource.co.uk/RoxyTumbleDryer. Don't miss it. It's gonna be scandalous.
Back again. I am Dick Von Dyke, and we have returned to our podcast inquiry with the Honourable Dame Roxy Tumbledryer.
Podcast inquiry?
Yeah.
Sounds like it's been a murder.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
Like, internal inquiry. I'm like, well, somebody called somebody a fucking dick.
We did just talk about our careers previously together, so.
We did. God, we've done a lot together.
Yeah, we have, actually.
We have. Let's fist pump that in the room. Don't touch me, bitch. Don't touch me, bitch. As we said, doing the Sunday nights in the Maverick, and it's first, we actually got ready upstairs in the club, and we got ready, but just one single mirror and an uplighter.
On a beer keg. Yeah.
Yep.
With my hips.
And literally, and you were known as the Michelle Visage of your time. I was like, right,
Mandy Dingle.
You opened the show with a little monologue and a bit of chat and a bit of banter before I come on done. And then I was having but it was like, yeah, I'm just getting ready with this candlelight. Do I look good? You're like, yep. And at the time, I fucking did, all right. I was like,
you did.
Okay.
You did.
I have a real fucking high standard. I'm one of these mob, I just have detail. Detail, and even turn to people and be like, yeah, that's not up to my detail and my standards. God love Karma Violet, she gets it all the time. Like, she will even tell you herself. The very first time I met her, I was like, you look like you've been in a fire. Let's fix this. And now she works with me.
You're doing something right then.
I mean, I may come across as an absolute fuck bastard bitch.
Yes.
But that's my approach. That's how I do it.
Okay.
And then you'll realise how realise how lovely I actually am, of the heart of a fucking lion.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, yeah, you're the mouth of a cunt, but the heart of a cunt.
And I will protect all my babies. I will. Not
I love
animal,
that you keep going Southern American.
I don't know why.
These little mantras.
Today is
Southern American.
Southern, I'm all about it.
Live it.
I am all about it. You know what I've been recently watching on ITV? Bad Girls, do you remember on ITV?
Do I remember?
Fucking right you do. Oh, you lived for
I've
that.
I've got the full box set. You.
Oh, I just, about the past 2-3 weeks, I've just started watching Bad. I was like, you know what? Fuck it.
I remember we all lost our minds because it was the first TV show that ever had a TV series crossover because Tanya Tucker from Footballers' Wives got put in prison.
Believe tonight I'm about to start that episode. It's like bubbly's in the fridge. Not with her EastEnders, but Tanya Tucker from Footballers' Wives crosses over and comes in the Bad Girls and they rip her nails off because she's a bad bitch. I am just about to start that. Once you get the fuck out of here, later on I'll watch that in bed. I've been literally 8 seasons. I've watched the whole thing. Fucking great.
So camp.
Brilliant.
So
the Julies. What you? And every time there should be a drinking game where in every episode you watch, every time they say Fenner, you have to take
a
drink.
Body bag.
Body bag is the idol. Or Fenner, Oh my god, take a drink every time they say Fenner. By fuck, you'd be dead.
Didn't one of them like sneak into Body Bag's house in a coffin or something?
Yes, try to burn her husband in the coffin.
Shelby?
Shell Duckley.
Oh, Shell Duckley.
All right, Duckley. Oh my god.
That is a whole podcast though.
It's a fucking The Bad Girls episode of this podcast. Everybody go and watch it now. Do your homework, then we'll talk about it.
Right. Well, we're going to start a splinter podcast, which is all about 90s and early noughties TV shows.
Fuck off. It could be called The Bad Girls.
We're paying very bad girls.
Weekly. Only available on Patreon. You can get now. We're going to get that set up. If you're interested, let us know in the comments. Don't be a voyeuristic listener, as me and Trudy had said in the last one. Don't listen like a pervert. Ooh. Let us know in the comments. I would love you to give me some feedback. Anything at all. After the last episode, actually, guys, thank you for everybody that sent me messages, wrote in comments, different things that you're really enjoying the podcast. The people that have just listened to it for the first time went, oh my god, I'm going back to listen to all 30 of these. Thank you very, 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 very much from the bottom of my heart.
They're really engaging, they're really funny, and they're, you know, if you're really struggling to finish, you know, put it on.
Finish what? My tones. And tell you what, fucking Tanya Turner.
Oh my god.
Yeah, just get that on mid-wank. On that note, what do you think the effect of social media has had on drag? So, obviously, it's this kind of catch-22, in my opinion, that can't live without.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about algorithms and posters and having to work out. You mean you've got to be like really clued into what's happening on social media to make it work for you.
Yep.
So although, you know, obviously promoting shows has become harder for everybody.
What's why?
We know RuPaul's Drag Race has also changed the face of drag. But even just on social media, I mean, you have drag queens that actually don't perform. They just do makeup online.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful because people learn that way, but also like
apparently that's called a microwave queen.
A microwave
queen? I found that today on Twitter that it's known as a microwave queen. It's where they found their you know, their success on mm-hmm. social media. A microwave queen. I don't get it. I'm like, okay. No, like maybe it's just bing, done. There you go.
I suppose, you know, if they get it on, it's much quicker to get successful online, isn't it? Like if you go viral.
God, yeah.
That's you. Do you know what I mean?
I'm like, I went viral a wee while ago. I had to go to a gum clinic.
But I know. I wasn't going to ask, but I didn't want to do it online. But
be safe. Wrap your cock, dirty bastards.
But yeah, so like we've been to Benidorm and we've been to all these places. Blackpool. Fucked
many a time.
Drag.
I want to go to Blackpool. It's on my funny list girls. Fuck, and I know.
Have to do it.
Oh, Newcastle and Manchester. Yes. Yeah. On my list of things to do with the yells.
Like proper old school drag.
But it's definitely, social media's changed because everybody, old school drag now would be looked at in the club going, oh, what? What is this? I'm bored. How fucking dare you? This is where drag started. It's this cack-a-cack-a-cack-a-cack bores the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
I am sorry. You can cack-a-cack and all that. That's great. But you can't cack-a-cack for 3.5 minutes. It's boring as fuck. Yeah. I want to see like something else. They really keep these people engaged. I always have told people, you've maybe heard me telling people, audiences are like, I don't know, like a big ADHD child. You have to be like, yeah. Look over here. Keep clapping. Keep doing something to keep your attention. Because if you don't, fuck. Nobody cares.
Nobody wants a 9-minute megamix.
Nobody wants. Fuck me. Jesus. I would say the longest song that I do is at least 4 minutes, and that would be about it. After 4 minutes, nobody cares.
Nobody cares. That's it.
Once you see that phone coming up and Snapchat's open, they're gone.
Yeah.
You could be literally mentioned. I'm going to give you £1,000 if you listen to the end. Fuck, you'd give it to 3 people.
Yeah, they're taking a selfie.
It's too long.
And that's it. Like, people see a lot of that stuff on social media, and they expect it to look exactly the same in real life. And that's not reality. Like, we have filters and.
Social media's painted to fuck. It's not real.
So this illusion that people expect, and the thing is though, you do look, you know, if I say flawless, you are a perfectionist with your drag.
Oh.
But like even at that, social media still puts it to a ridiculous standard, and people are more focused on giving critiques on wigs and makeup.
I know.
Instead of performances and just fuck up and be entertained.
Social media for a long time fucked with my head. I'm sure with the years we worked together, I've been through ups and downs and depression and everything. And ended up in hospital and all with fucking the actual depression because I was so in my head and so like, people are like, you can't do this, you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't do this and I can't do it. I can do whatever the fuck I want because mm-hmm. I created this.
Yeah.
It's took me, I don't know how many fucking years and the many counseling sessions I've been doing the last 2 years to literally realise I can do this in whatever the fuck way I want.
Yep. That's
There's it. No rules for life. There's no mm-hmm. rules for drag. Yes, I am hard and it's quite... I'm. It's my own head. It's my own... Oh, they call it the inner saboteur. It's not even that. It's just my own fucking head going, no. And I don't know where I would learn that. I'm like, no. That needs to be a certain way because mm-hmm. I've held myself to such a standard for so long
yeah.
that it's like, fuck, you don't want to start to revert back and then look like a mop bucket. And you're like, no, but But I'm just very a perfectionist, and I like to look well, and you feel better when you do. You don't want to just beat in with some fucking pussycat wig and go, I'm great. I'm like, no, you're not. Because when cunts walk in like that and think they're great, I'm like, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think as well, though, that people think if you throw money at drag, it makes a drag queen. So that's what social media does, I think, as well. Like, somebody buys a £400 wig and a £1,000 costume. There's still no talent behind the eyes. There's no talent behind the eyes. I don't want to watch you.
Nope.
You know?
Money's fucking wonderful, but you just, as long as there's talent there, like, I literally would watch on Saturdays or any nights, I watch drag and go, stop, that's talent. There's talent right there. You're wearing a bodysuit that is off Shein for £5. That's fucking talent.
And I don't care.
Bang. But it's been accessorized, it's been dolled up, and it's been done. I'm like, that looks fucking great. It's not the thing, it's what you do with it.
Yes.
And how you do with it. You're looking at some of the stuff there. Look at that thing, that cape. That's from fucking Benidorm for €4.
Which one?
That thing. Do you remember that? I used to wear that with Electra. We had our matching capes.
You did love a cape.
Do you remember? Yeah, I only wore it the other week for a TikTok thing. But there's stuff there that has literally been bought and it hasn't left the house. We're literally in my drag room right now, so we're literally looking at things.
Is this from you had to have done Survivor?
remember? Combat mix? Oh my God. Yep.
I knew.
Still there.
But you know what though? The fact that I can look at some of these things and go, you did that.
I'm like, yep, you remember. Because these are the costumes. There's stuff here. Yeah. There's stuff. Misty has the matching outfit of that. That's why I don't wear it anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody choking.
Look like a Fraggle.
There's my Auntie Marie costume. It's a big denim jumpsuit.
Oh, yes.
Remember? And it comes with a matching red scarf that she's got as well.
Oh, thank God.
And it comes with AI too that changes my wig. Two very different works.
Excellent.
Money joking. Shout out to you. You're a cunt and a legend. You bastard. You're great.
But more, my point was more that you have over 100 costumes here. Like literally, guys, you could see this thing. But I still remember what number you did in those.
I know.
And that's because you have presence. And I think people look at social media and they forget that actually it's about the live experience of drag. That's what is the important bit.
Absolutely. And I find now Instagram blocks your algorithm so much. It knows you're wanting to promote something. So I'd be like, my show on a Saturday night, Showgirls, Union Street 710, put a poster up with music, boom.
Don't put it in black and white, Roxanne.
Fuck, I put it up the other day in black and white and everybody's messing me going, is the show over? It's like, no, I'm just literally thought it was quite nice in black and white with through the wire, through the limit, through the wire.
And when you combine those two elements... There's been a death.
Chrissy Toxicity must be going, is it over? I was like, what do you mean? What's wrong? He's like, no, it just assumed it was in black and white with just the Pride flag. I was like, no, it's the first of fucking whatever it is. Well, the second now, it's Pride Month. I thought it'd be, nope, that read wrong. We don't do that. But yeah, it blocks, social media blocks your algorithms. You can't show anything and only about 100 people fucking see it.
Yeah.
But if you're seeing anything, fucking heart stuff. I heart stuff all the time. But people's stuff, just heart it.
It really does help. Or
just
share it.
Share it or something. Just anything. Yeah. Even if you don't give a fuck, just give it and share.
Yeah.
It's very handy.
Engaging with stuff makes a huge difference. Oh, apologies.
There's a certain point of the microphone you have to talk into, so it's just a dick just rubbing my microphone out.
I'm not honestly used to having to do certain angles with something stuck in my mouth. So, okay, what do you think is a common misconception about you? What do you think people get wrong about you all the time?
That I'm a fucking ignorant bastard and so rude.
Really?
What I believe, yeah.
Okay.
People are unapproachable. Like, oh God, it's Roxy, fuck, oh. Mm-hmm. People do say that. They go, I was, oh my God, I can't believe I spoke to you and then you're actually so lovely. I'm like,
yeah.
Why? I have a real resting face. It's literally like,
Imagine us two. Like, I have I have exactly the same problem. I have non-resting cum face.
You're just like,
it just doesn't take a day off.
No.
So us two standing behind a DJ box must have been fucking haunting.
I'm sort of looking and I'm like, yeah, I'm great. And I'm roasting. But I'm like, people come over and I'm like, yes. I've been more like, yeah. You have to really, and even standing now, I have to. In my main job as well, doing that, whatever I do, won't talk about it anymore because it's a fucking pet of shit. But what I do in my main job, I now have to stand in the cabin because sometimes you'd be going to do your safety demonstration, whatever. But my face looks so fucking miserable. I now turn up the ends of my cheeks, and especially when you got Botox, by fuck, nobody can see what I look like. So I was like, right, no, give us a wee bit of a smile, there we go. And I now have to do the same thing, stand in the DJ box. So I'm like, yes, I'm approachable, come and ask me for songs. I'm not going to play them, but come and ask me for them.
You can ask me.
I'll forget after 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I have ADHD brain.
So yeah, I think because you are someone that, like, if somebody fucks you off, they'll know about it pretty quickly over the microphone. And that's, you know, if you invite something in, you're going to get it.
Yes.
And you disclaim that at every show.
Fuck about and find out.
But anytime a baby queen has had a problem or somebody's got a stress or something has happened, I have seen you go straight into, like, drag queen mum mode almost, you know, where you're like, right, well, we're just going to fix this or do this or... Do you want me to tell them to fuck off? Like, you instantly will have somebody's back.
Who said that? I'm going out to sort it out. Who the fuck did that? Went out, bollocked the fuck out of somebody, threw them out, and I came back and went, they're gone. Fuck that. We're not playing that shit here. Ever.
They have no power here.
On a Saturday night, it's a fucking safe space. Regardless of who's in that building, they're getting fucked out if they annoy anybody. You tell me, they're gone.
I love that.
That is how it works. Everybody's saying now that you don't go to Union Street in the Kremlin because it's not safe. It's not fucking safe. I don't know what you're smoking and what you're up to. You come in there, you are safe with me under your fucking... And all of our queens, you're fucking safe. You fuck about, you're out. That is literally how it works. We are all like that now. You fuck about, you find out. Because it is an LGBTQ plus bar. As I say at every show, it's an LGBTQ plus bar. Fuck around and find out.
Good.
And nobody fucks around now. I did take a girl by the back of the neck a wee while ago because she called me an overdramatic T-R-A-N-N-Y.
Right.
Trailed her through the bar and fucked her out the front door.
Okay.
And called her a cunt.
Do you think she now realises that you are approachable?
Yes, that's how you don't approach. You don't get into the DJ box and not remove yourself.
You're like one of them things out of fucking Harry Potter. Do you know, you have the boy at you.
The Dementor.
Then you're... Not the Dementor. Do you know that? Was it a griffin or something? You have the boy at it. Buckbeak. Oh. Boy, and then once you've been like, yes, I respect you, you're like, you may respect me.
Don't look Buckbeak in the eye, Harry. It might bite you.
I didn't know Hagrid was Irish, but
don't look at Roxy, as she'll fucking bite you. She's from County Cork.
That's me in drag beside you. I'm just Hagrid.
Like, don't look at her in the eye. She's still getting set up after the show, before the show. Here, hold on. Let her get the vodka and the Jägermeister in her, and then you can look her in the eye. I'm like, hi, how are you?
Right. Next question.
But no, I'm really approachable. Please come and say hi.
Yeah. You are, to be fair, you like if you're not a dick, just come forward.
Fucking right.
I mean, so. Black and white, you silly bitch. What is the fastest you can get into drag? Like, if you're in, like, oh, fuck, I've fallen asleep on the sofa and I have a gig. What is the quickest?
I have done it in 1 hour and 30 minutes.
That's your quickest?
Yep. But if it happened anytime now, I think I would just say, I'll not be in.
Really?
I have a massive panic attack if I have not got that enough time.
Okay, fair.
Because I'm such a fucking a time... I'm so particular with time. Mm-hmm. So my show starts at 7. I like to be there for 6:40. 20 minutes before, just to be in, settled, sorted. And
yeah.
Because I hate being rushed in because it does my fucking cooping in. An hour and 40, but I like to start... I like to have 3 hours.
Wow.
I know. Everybody goes, what? I'm like, yes. It just... I like to arse about. Like, be on my phone, have my dinner, fucking fart about.
Yeah.
And then you leave it. There's no fart. There's no, like, stress. There's nothing. Everything looks good. You're sorted. I'm like, yep, I'm happy with that.
Let's imagining, like, there's a lot of queens. Like, I think Electra would take a while beating her face.
Yeah, like, everybody has their own time. Yeah. Where they can go in. Some people can do it so quick. And I'm like, how the fuck? Like, there's times I ring Trudy and go, that's me ready. We'll pick you up in about 15 minutes. She goes, I'm just starting my face. And then you pull up and she's ready. I'm like, how the fuck did you do this magic?
Witchcraft.
Why oogie? Like, oh my god. So I'd say, I'm like, no, I need the time because fuck, I just am a whole...
So it's therapeutic for you? Is makeup therapeutic for you, or is it... No, I just switch off and just get it done?
I hate it. I put on TV and just listen to that. Or if I'm wanting to, like, with Bad Girls, there you go, boom. It's been on for fucking weeks. I need to just watch something to get through it.
Yeah.
Because I hate doing makeup. It really annoys me. I hate getting ready in the drag. It's when I'm ready, I'm no problem. It's getting ready fucks me off, pisses me off, because I could happily cancel and go, I'll not be there.
I'm exactly the same, you know?
I don't like it.
It's the whole there's times I'll just stare in the mirror and I will literally make myself late to force myself to start if my head's in that space. So, I mean, I think, yeah, that's the thing I think people don't realise as well. This is a lot of work.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of work to look that cheap, as Dolly says.
I have to do the music for fucking 5 of the drag queens. Yeah. I'm sorting everything out. Sometimes I have 2 shows in a day. So I'm doing music for one show, doing music for the next show. Mm-hmm. I've sorted out my costume, trying to think of fucking songs for 2 shows, trying to get wigs together, trying to get everything. Then your brain goes, that wig's not really good looking on you. I don't think I like that outfit. What the fuck are you doing? Mm-hmm. Shit, what you're doing. Your drag's crap. What the fuck are you doing? Stop it. Nobody's coming to the show. Shut the fuck up.
Yep.
Yeah. And that shit takes over and you have to go, no, bitch. I'm just going to do my work. I don't care. But it's that... fucking nobody's coming. Because I think everybody just assumes, I got 5 likes on social media, that it'll be dead and nobody's coming. It's like, social media is not a reflection of fuck all.
I know, but do you remember we used to have all our onus on it? Like, I remember.
Oh my god,
we were obsessed with it.
It's like, I only get 5 likes and it's my man or 2 mates and they're definitely not gonna be in the other night.
Yeah,
it's like, what the fuck. Yeah. It means nothing. It actually means nothing. You could just post stuff for the shit. People just want to see the crack. Like, I say, I just post up, here's where I am, come on and see it. If not, speak.
So you just sort of get it done. So it is very much, it is getting ready for work. I think people think that we run around with a cocktail, like Tu Wong Fu or something. I don't know. Like, you know,
body,
but, yeah, doing a montage.
Fuck no.
But we all sit in front of a mirror at some point and go, I've had a shit day. I am busted. I've done 4 gigs already.
Yep.
I don't want to wear that outfit. I'm bloated or XYZ.
Yeah.
Just, or like, my face is puffy today for some unknown fucking reason.
There's times.
It's rejecting makeup and you still have to do it.
Oh, my face, my top lip is just saying no thank you and it looks like a fucking moustache. I'm like, I can't. And you're patching yourself together like fucking Pinocchio's ball sack after fucking Geppetto had a good go at him. It's no.
I've never seen that. That's Del Toro's version.
In the summer, it's fucking terrible. And now, behind the DJ box, I have a wind tunnel that just blows me at all fucking every angle. I'm like RuPaul. Mm. I'm like, I don't know. Don't ask me to do things. It's too fucking hot.
It's so hot in drag. Like, I went round and did This Is Your Life in Gabri the other night, and I literally had to keep the glasses on because you can feel your whole face melting off like butter.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that butter, that southern butter, baby. And then that's terrible.
You're back again.
I know.
This is your new persona.
Certain words just start me off. That hot southern butter, baby.
So, yeah, so drag is a sport.
Anime. I'm like, Ike Turner, anime. You better sing that song, anime. I want that proud mare, baby. Come on now, anime. I slap that ass, bitch. Oh my god, where the fuck did that come from?
I don't know.
Love that film though.
It's such a good movie though.
Fucking fantastic. Lawrence Fishburne done really well, or Bone, or whatever he's called.
I know. She's dead now.
Tina.
Tina Turner. Sorry.
Yeah. Not the Alexander.
Just to clarify.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like it is. Like, people, you know, they think you always say, "Why do you charge so much? It's only a 3-minute number, and you're literally having a party."
Yeah.
Have you ever had that?
Oh my god, I'm like, sorry, you're charging people at the door, you're charging people to breathe, and you're asking me to do it for 50 fucking pounds?
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. And you're meant to be a fucking LGBT organisation? Suck my pop, flaps, cunt.
And even like places that bring you in and don't know what they're doing, like, they're like, well, this is an awful lot of money, isn't it? You're not a band. Like,
well,
don't pay it.
That's totally up
to you.
Like,
how many thousands do you think is in here right now? Like, I actually am looking around here and
I know.
One corner is a couple of grand.
I know.
In hair alone.
And in hair, like,
hair alone must be thousands.
I mean, to look at 3 wigs right now in front of me, I'm talking about £700.
Yeah.
And
there is a lot more than 3 wigs in this place.
Yeah, don't count outfits, don't count anything. There's one.
Then you got makeup, jewellery.
I've got 6 or 7 feather bows at £30 each.
Yeah.
And they're cheap.
And that is, yeah.
They fall apart. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's quite a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
And you do invest in your drag.
I do. I like to buy. I like to buy things because I'm a magpie. I'm like, look at that! It's only £5. Give me 7. And love to buy things in bulk. So I've literally got many fucking of the same thing. So people go, she never wears that necklace. Never offer. I'm like, no, it is, but it just gets replaced by an absolute duplicate. It's just brand new.
I know. It's like Batman.
It's like, doom, doom,
get your favorites.
Doom, change over. Get your favorites. Get things you like. I'm like, that's what I wear. That's me.
If you could change one thing about, so say you could go back today, and somebody's like, right, you're gonna have a successful career as a drag queen. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Go put her out into the world. Would Roxy still look like Roxy is today? Would you do something different? Would you, if somebody said to you, wipe the slate clean, you don't have to be, you know, a comedy queen or flawless big wigs or controversial, or you don't have to do any sketches, whatever it is, you think you can do anything you want, what would you change? Would you change anything?
I would change nothing apart from not being so hard on myself mentally.
Fair.
So I would do everything the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would let so many people walk over me or be so fucking dicky to me.
Okay.
And me just going, okay. I found my voice, found myself quite a while ago. So I'm like, yep, no, I know where I'm now as you get older. But yeah, I think I would definitely not be so hard on myself mentally and not take so much shit. But I would still do everything exactly the same.
That's incredible, though. Because,
yeah,
that
is literally, that just right there off the cuff, that's the truth.
Yeah.
Because fuck, everything I've done has been great. It's been such a laugh. I've met my best friend. I've met some of my bestest friends in the world that way. I've met some of the loveliest people.
Mm-hmm.
I've done some of the greatest things. I've fucking been at a wedding in Spain. I've done fucking loads of shit.
Yeah.
And people want that cunt.
Yeah,
that fucking I'll rip you apart with words. That's what people want, because people are afraid to say. You can't say things now, but I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
But the thing is, though, Roxy, if like, you know, I was always, my biggest anxiety years ago was being not cancelled, being PC, you know, and I was always very stressed about what people were going to perceive, or community and stuff. And, you know, I've learned that very much probably from hanging about with you as well, that, you know, just take a wee breather, you know, and we don't want to punch down.
No, but I can't punch at all.
You can't. I'm just like shite wrists on you.
We just laugh. It's like laugh at it. There's sometimes I see people in the show, and it was actually Becca, but said some girl the other night, like, you look like a vegetarian. She was dressed like a fucking I don't know what, like these big dungarees, and then we're just
I
like,
know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, you just know this, like
Lucien Yak.
Who?
Lucien Yak. I'll send you the website.
Oh my god!
And it'll be every vegetarian you've ever met.
Yep. I'm like, boom, there you go.
Yep.
And you look like that, but I'm like, we're just saying it's a joke. So don't be so like, I can't believe they called me that, and I'm raging. I want to speak to the manager. They'll never have a job. Like,
don't go to a drag show.
Don't go to a drag show at all. If you have no comedy. Sense of humor, or you don't want to, like, you find everything fucking offensive, don't go out.
Yeah.
Stay in the house, touch a wall, and just stay within your own four walls, because fucking hell, I don't know I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth. My brain and mouth move too quick.
I can confirm that. I don't know what's coming out of your mouth.
It blasts out and I go, ha, there you go. And I always do my thing at the start. If anybody's easy offended, bear in mind, I don't care.
Yeah.
If you can't take it the chin, take it up the arse.
Yeah. I think it was Nietzsche, was it?
Done that. What?
Is that Nietzsche or Gandhi? I'm not sure who said that so profoundly.
I think it was Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela.
It's like, yeah, freedom. It was Braveheart went freedom. And then if you don't like it, take it up the arse, you bastards. But it's just like, it's not real. Remember, it's not fucking real.
It's not real.
And I go home, I take this off. There's times I come home, I look at myself in the mirror, stand I'm bollock naked, tan from the tits up, and go, well, that was a fucking night.
I know. Sometimes you do look in the mirror.
You do, you look at yourself. And you're like, when it's all taken off.
Yeah.
And like, you've no wig on, you've done, I'm standing fucking in the nip or in a pair of shorts, look at myself in the mirror and go, well, no fucking wonder you're single.
Bollocks.
Nobody wants to be lying in bed reading a book, and I come in and go, well, what's the crack? Everyone's fucked.
Do you know what? I often feel like the final horcrux of Voldemort. You're the one that's hidden under the train station bench.
We're not
that's
sure me when I come out. You're like, hello. Morning. And like, yeah, the day after drag as well. I look like something that's been fucking born out of a rat.
You have done solo shows, sold out solo shows repeatedly.
Oh, God,
I have. Is there anything else that is still on the Roxy goal list? Is there a dream that hasn't, not that it's not going to happen, just hasn't happened yet?
I dreamed a dream of time gone by.
Will you please do Susan Boyle?
The musical.
The musical.
Susan Boyle, the musical by Roxy.
You're Susan Boyle.
Scottish. I was trying to think of another quote from her there, but it never came out quick enough. Jesus. Blah, blah, blah. Well, as you've probably heard from this podcast, there is a podcast, the adverts and premiums, there is a podcast live coming on Thursday, the 3rd of July. It's back in the Shoe Factory at Union Street. Let me just check that date is correct, because sometimes I could be saying things that's not correct at all. Thursday, 3rd of July in the Shoe Factory, Union Street. The first one was a complete sellout, and this time I've added more tickets and more, because so many people were messing me going, I want to go. I'm like, well, you missed out.
Yeah, and it was great, because you had a wee set and everything, me and Electra went.
You stayed. There was we were sponsored and everything.
That's right.
And I have my props be ready to go again. We'll have new guests, so definitely new guests again this time. New topics of discussion, and again, loads of fucking tangents and general crack and banter with drinks.
I know.
So yeah, get your tickets. They're on sale now at Ticket Source, Roxometer. The links will be underneath this.
I honestly thought podcast. You were just making that up there, Ticket Source, and I was like, there's no player called Ticket Source because I'm a fucking dick.
Definitely Ticket Source. Using it for you. It's great.
I'm used to Skittle.
Skittle. I think I have to get a small Skittle in my niggers. It's my ticket arrived. Oh, it's postage. Yeah, get those tickets online. Come and see the live show. You're going to enjoy it. It's really good crack. If you enjoy this and love the mad tangents that go with it, then you will love the live one, as you get to meet other people that listen to the podcast who have all terribly dark sense of humour. It's just like
very dark, darling. Very, very dark.
Moo-ha-ha-ha.
Would you like to do it? Would you like to do it in a bigger place? Would you like to do Waterfront Hall, everyone? Do you think Waterfront Hall is for Roxy?
Anywhere at all. Waterfront Hall, fucking a cave in Afghanistan, anywhere at all, it'll have it. I'll go. And as I say, Muslim Chat earlier on was an absolute hit on Bangladeshi radio, so I think, I could definitely do that. I've already done my stand up show in the Mac Theatre twice. I've done it, I've forgotten it. I've done the barge, I've done it everywhere. And people keep asking me to do another stand up show. It's in the cards, in the process, but it's.
You can't just do it.
There has to be a topic. You need to talk about something. A lot of the things I do as I talk about my day job, which is working as cabin crew, but I've milked that to death. But the thing is, it doesn't get old because things change all the time.
Okay.
Like, I mean, there's new stories. Like, a woman asked me what was in the bacon roll.
All right.
I know. That long silence was fantastic, because that is exactly what I felt like. I was like, pardon? What's in the bacon roll? A bacon? In a
roll, perchance?
And then she looked at me and there was still a question, and I went, it's a sourdough roll? And then she looked at the magazine, looked at me, and I went, with a choice of sauce? No, we'll have an oat bar. It's like,
oh, do you know what? You don't deserve a fucking bacon roll.
Choke.
Stick some bacon in her fucking oat
what?
Roll.
What is in the bacon roll? It's like turkey and ham.
Do you know
egg.
What I mean? What's vegan?
Like, seriously. Seriously. And then somebody giving me fucking jip a wee while ago. Why is the bacon roll $5.75 but the toasties $5.15? I was like, I don't know. Or care. What?
Hang on, did I just fucking phone the CEO?
Let me ring head office and I was like, why are you selling the bacon bap more than an oil toastie that's been mass produced with the bacon? Yeah, no idea.
I mean,
why are you asking me?
I don't regret asking the question at the time, but you know, I thought we'd moved on. But anyway,
it's like, what the fuck? But yeah, I could definitely do another fucking airline jip for you. Anyway, yeah. There's a lot of people who have not even seen it and want to see it. So I'm like,
yeah.
Do you want to have another run? I could do it again. No problem at all.
But you do have to be in the frame of mind to do it, like, because it's a lot of work.
There's a lot of work, and there's a lot of, even the time that I did it for Pride last year, for Working with Pride.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Annette Whedon. Legend herself. And they had booked me to do the black box, and I'd done it there, and by fuck, killed the house. Everybody was like, that is fuck. I was like, the things I deal with on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. It's great. That's why I'm part-time now. Because it fucking drives you mental.
Because life is funny.
Life is funny. Life is always funny. I swear to God, it is. Joan Rivers said something like, well, life's not that serious. Just laugh.
Yeah.
Laugh at it. I'd be out and about, and I just laugh at things. I'm like, okay, look at that.
Like, do you know what, though? We're living in a fucking apocalypse.
We are.
Let's just die laughing.
Because literally everything is shit. Everything's
fucking
terrible.
Someone's going to hit a red button soon.
There's not enough money for anything. If you're homeless, you're fucked. If you've no money, you're fucked. Everything's fucked. We're all fucked. Just fucking enjoy life as it is. Like, if you've got a couple of friends around you and a load of drink, enjoy yourself. Just don't take things too seriously either, because when you do, you're spending too much mental capacity on thinking about shit that may or may never happen.
Yeah.
When you're really like, we're going to be... Like, I've seen quotes like people saying, like, Trump wants us dead. I'm like...
Well, he probably does, to be fair to him. Like.
But, yeah, but I mean, he's still a fucking stupid old cunt, and by the time that happens, it'll be a long, long time. Don't...
I mean, yeah. I'm also obsessed with Trump in the shower. Have you seen that one?
What?
Trump in the shower. Someone's done like an AI of Trump just standing in the shower with his mouth open.
Fucking disgusting. Probably like fucking like a hog roast. Been showered down. Like,
I mean, it's the only time I've ever first felt sorry for his wife.
No. Do you ever see her face? She's like,
I know. She's slowly turning into him.
I don't like this.
I know. You know that immigrant wife he has?
And like, I Donald, I sleep. Good night. Like, she's been asleep for 23 hours of the day.
She must be on some amount of drugs to get through life.
Jesus, when he comes up already, I just pushed through some tests. I'm ready to have some sex now. I don't want to.
Gonna be the greatest sex you've never had.
You'll never believe it, Melania. Your eyes are gonna get even more cat-like. You're gonna literally not even see me coming. Oh my god, she's fucking disgusting. I kind of like look at her. She's a gag. She looks like she's ready to take money out, cunt eyes, and run.
I mean, she's a rancid rat, but here we are.
She does look like an old rat that's been like startled, like
clothes.
And it's been gnawing a bit. Hair, bitch. Ah, what, Melania? What do you call me for? I am Slovenian.
She's literally. Do you know the drunk rat? Do you ever see Wes Anderson's Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Yes.
Meryl Streep plays Mrs. Fox. Do you know the alcoholic weasel?
Yes.
Thing? Or alcoholic rat?
Oh my god, yes. That's
yeah,
her.
That's her.
I married husband. He's president. He's rapist, but president too. Very nice. I'm like,
I love that she has different four countries.
She's from different places, which is very Middle Eastern, Eastern European. But good on her. She's married fucking, got that money out of the cunt. When he dies, she will run for the hills, never see her again, and she will have all her money with Baron. Baron, baby Baron.
Oh, baby Baron.
I know. He's like a fucking lamppost with a face.
I know, but wouldn't you be?
Well, the part of me one day was like, is he good looking? No, he's not.
No, he's not.
No, I think I was hungover.
That's okay. Look, we're all vulnerable sometimes. It's fine.
Seeing a Sunday, you'd fucking buck a biff a bin. Wasn't you like? You're like, here, you're lucky. Me, you. Like,
get some bad girls all in the background and I'm there. I'm anybody's.
Talking about a sad girls.
If somebody... If you could choose somebody to play you in a movie, who would it be?
Oh my god. Ooh, Melissa McCarthy.
No. No, she's playing me.
No,
before the fucking Monjaro.
Didn't want to say it. I actually could never have ever thought about her. Never fucking, I don't know, Liam Neeson? you're
in drag?
You're a fucking bastard.
Come here, I tell
you. I don't
you.
Know who you are and I don't know what you want, but you better get away from this fucking DJ box before I start this show where I kick your cunt in. I'll see you in 10 minutes. Do you want a drink?
Taking five.
Taking fucking time. Getting ready.
Taking the piss.
Taking my makeup off. Look at her. Look at Roxy. She's so happy now. I'm standing in a bra. I'm buck naked. You'll never get me.
Just get, what do you call him, Pedro Pascal to play you out of drag.
he's lovely.
Though. Actually, he'd be good.
He's really come into the whole... Everybody's loving him now.
Yeah, I think he's a fruit leg.
Well, he wears that Protect the Dolls top. Good on him. He's protecting them dolls.
He's very good. And if you were offered the role of a lifetime to play somebody, who would you love to play?
Oh, Sister Mary Clarence.
Sister Mary Fake.
Oh my God. Do you remember the night that we did the Sister Act scene where it was like, hey, baby, what a...
Did you all come into the bar we pretending?
In, Blue Hydrangea, me, and so we were like the sisters. And like, ooh, and I was Whoopi Goldberg. Blue was the new Sister Mary Quiet. And,
Sister Mary Quiet, that's right.
I know, we did the Sister Act the other week. And I was like, you're Sister Mary Quiet. I can't remember her name. So I was like, no. You're her. And remember you were like, hey, sister, do you want to dance? I was like, Why? You don't have any rhythm. You're like, hey. And then we also
and
did...
Left.
And then you were... That was your scene done. And then we're like, hey, that was, yeah, good mixing times. And then, do you remember we did from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert? And it's like, what do we
well,
have
well,
here?
Well, what have we got here? Why don't you, what is it, light, stick a tampon?
And it's like, why don't you light a tampon and blow your box apart? That's the only bang you're going to get, sweetheart.
That was so, that's such a good impression.
It was like, with your man's like, I'll have a Stallion tonic, a Bloody Mary and a lime daiquiri. And then your hand on top of mine, boom. No, you can't. You can't have. You're not from around here. It's like, darling, I don't. You can take your tampon and blow your box apart. That's the only bang you're going to get, sweetheart.
And I really didn't need to stretch for that role, let me tell you.
You put a vest on, that was it.
I actually showed up that way.
You were perfect.
You were like, oh, you're wearing your costume. I was like,
and we acted this all out at the bar in Maverick. And now it's going to be redone on Saturday nights at Showgirls 7 to 10. Every single Saturday night watches Gemma returns to the role of lesbian in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
I'm going to just...
Due to copyright, we can't say desert.
No. I'm going to... Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Priscilla with a pricing gun. Queen of the Desert.
That would be a great name for a show. Priscilla, Queen of the Dessert. And it's just drag queens eating.
It's just eating desserts. I love this sponge. It's very, it's nice. It's very moist. It's like a bake. Somebody should pride you do like a baking contest. Like,
that'd be lovely.
What? Lottie Potential is a fantastic baker, and I think she should have a night where she bakes cakes and we all come on and just eat them on stage and talk.
I'm down for it.
Like, Priscilla, Queen of the Dessert, and Lolly bakes different various things, and we're all blindfolded, so we don't have to do eye makeup.
Girl, this is it.
What's that cake? I'm like, I don't know. One of the cakes is just a pure shite, but that's fine.
I'm gonna make it a point to specifically, because I get so frustrated. I'm always working Saturday nights, but I love whenever I get a Saturday night off, and you're like, well, girl, do you want to come over and
what
just
are you doing?
Have a wee blue bucket and talk shite? And I'm like, absolutely. Yes.
I'm on the way.
Yeah, so I'll just book off random Saturdays for us to just recreate.
Yep.
Sketch. Do you remember we did Alien Roy?
Oh my God, you were...
Do you still have the coat?
It's in there. It's in either there. It's in there. I've got the tab. I had to get a new tabard. Tabard was yours.
I had the tabard, yeah.
Tabard was yours because you were Haley and I was Roy.
Uh-huh.
I recently done it again, but I sorry, I haven't done it again because it wouldn't do it without you. The role
the
doesn't go unless it's you. Sorry. You have to play the role of transsexual Haley from Coronation Street. I'm sorry, but it's just for you.
Good.
We did that. God, we did loads. Jesus Christ. Thinking about it, it's like, Jesus God. And I still have all of these mixes and... edits on my hard drive.
Well,
check that hard drive.
On a mini disc for Granny D.
It's Glitzy Glamour's mini disc.
Glitzy Glamour's mini disc.
She's moved up. She's now on the MP3s. Granny has also moved up from CDs into laptoping. I know.
It's Granny's a whole new finally, world, guys.
Granny's topping now.
It's been a matter of time.
Oh, here.
You know, it's a new world. Everyone wants to know, how are you feeling after having the baby?
Oh my God, it's great. I did just suffocate it with a pillow. It's fine.
Well, it's for the best.
I know.
I had the phone social services.
I finally got my my schoolgirl figure back as well. Whenever I was
going to say,
whenever I was in sixth form, I was a 38 waist. So yeah, I've got my schoolgirl figure back. Oh, good times. Yes, but right. Where the fuck can we see you these days?
Fuck, mate. I'm
fuck, mate.
Do you know?
Foxy, mate. Fuck,
talk to the doctor.
Take my big doctor belt off. Foxy, mind your head. No, like, go on.
I am. Well, obviously, I'm always in cabaret as well. But I'm branching out a bit more. So I've got like, I'm at Omer Pride. I'm at Mid East Antrim Pride. I'm at Lurgan Pride. Oh, there's definitely another pride in there.
I've never been asked to do any fucking pride apart from Belfast. I'll be
honest, as soon as I put that post up saying I wasn't going to do pride if the political parties were going to march.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The prides contacted me, which was nice. And I want to do the smaller prides as well. But
absolutely.
We've also got the drag king trip. The House of Van Dyke are going to do the pride stage, which is very exciting.
Yes, I actually, now the interview's turning around and I'm interviewing you.
I know, you always get
you
that around.
You have, you recently done drag king workshops.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, tell mommy about that.
It was just great. A load of people who never done drag before, just very curious about it. And we had like 6 weeks where we went through makeup and how to create a character and talking about, you know, how to be professional backstage. That is the biggest thing,
yep,
I think, that people forget. It doesn't matter how good you twirl on a stage. I don't give a shit about your death drops.
Nope.
Or your £5,000 costumes. If you're a dick backstage, you ain't getting booked.
No.
So I kind of sort of schooled them on that a little bit.
Taking up space for five people when you're just one cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't work that way. I'm like, move it's your shit. Because I'm always like, move that. I need space. We're all in space here. It's a small room.
Yeah.
Well, that fucking fur dudes, that shit. Yeah. We'll get together and do a drag queen one there. I'm like, right, here's how to not be a fucking dick. And like, I would be like Trunchbull, I'd fucking lock somebody in the chokey and make them make cake. But my school of drag's my school of drag's always been like that. And you just get told this is not working, sorted or fuck off. It gets sorted.
You're the Simon Cowell of drag.
Look at the amount of girls I brought through and brought
this
up.
Is it.
I brought them all.
Proof is in the pudding.
And they all tell me themselves, you brought me up. And I was like, no, I didn't. Fuck up. But when he just literally was a cunt at the side of a DJ box. But they think I did. So
my mom, just take the credit.
We'll go with that. I'll take the credit.
So yeah, so we're doing that. And there's hopefully going to be a couple of new shows showing up. But yeah, just I've been flat out with like random wee gigs. I've been doing obviously Fuego Fatale, which is incredible.
Yeah,
doing Emo Prom in the Mandela
Fuego
Hall on
Fatale.
16th.
That it's burlesque and
it's fire and pole and
sword swallowing, the string and the noses and
everything.
God, Maya Moo would fucking death drop you. She's fantastic.
It's been great. I feel very, very lucky and it's been good fun, but I still really like miss working in the scene on a regular basis. So that's why I always love like connecting with you and coming out and doing all the other gigs as well, because that's the root of drag, is your community.
Absolutely.
Hub.
But you're not really missing the scene, is no?
No, I'm not really missing it. Obviously, really, it's better money really, out there, but
people don't really come out anymore, as we no. say. It's we're praying that people come in some nights. I'm sitting here, mental health through the roof, going, please come.
I know.
That is actually another thing. You're getting ready, you're different, and then you're sitting getting ready, and the back of your brain's going, please, people be there. That please don't make this like the worst night of my life.
Lip syncing to four people is soul destroying.
Stand-up comedy and trying to talk to four people is fucking
Kill
worse.
Me.
It is worse. You're just sounding like, how's everybody's night? Woo. It is fucking, it kills your brain. It kills you when you come home, you cry. It's terrible.
Yep.
And yeah, just come on out. I say this every episode. It seems to be my mantra now. Come out to those fucking places you've got. You've only two of them.
Support performers, because you will lose them, because we cannot afford to keep doing it for nothing.
Literally,
that's the bottom line.
Or for fucking all the bars need you in. When the bars have you in, we get paid more. The drinks become cheaper because there's more people in. It's economies of scale, it's called, in the business world.
Uh-huh.
Come on out.
Delta Work always says drag is there to sell drink.
Yeah,
we're selling drink. Yeah. We need people to come out and fill the bars where we don't have jobs. So it's really important to do it.
And of course, if you don't drink, at least buy like...
Well, there's zeros and stuff.
There's zeros. There's
so many options now for people that don't drink.
Don't
have to be drunk.
Tap water. It's disgusting. You don't want tap
council
water.
Juice.
Can I have two council juices, please? I'm like, no, you can't. Get out.
Well, listen, let's finish it on a positive note.
Always.
Let's finish it on my final question, which is what advice do you have for a budding Roxy Tumble Dryer out there? What is your best bit of advice for anyone that wants to get into drag as a career? And they're going to do it, so don't say don't.
No,
because of that. But
yeah, no, everybody always don't. But yeah. I'm like, no, do. But advice. Do not be a cocky cunt or think you are absolutely the best, because you may be the best, but no. When you come in with such a big head, you really, it really puts other people like, what the fuck is this? Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Right? You really, it's like, please, thank you. Always please, thank you. And, you know, paying your dues until your time.
Yeah, respect the hierarchy.
Respect, that's a really hard question. I'm like, how are you here? Yeah, respect the hierarchy that's actually there. And you, if you are nice and you give out niceness, then you'll get niceness in return.
Absolutely.
Anybody that's really lovely to me, I will go beyond, above and beyond to go, yes, I'll, do you want me to fix that mix? I'll do that mix for you. I'll do here. So do I have a costume? Mm-hmm. Or just stuff I've give people for free, jewellery, everything. You need a necklace on that drag. I don't like you without a necklace. A necklace really adds something. You look like a bare-chested bitch. Mm-hmm. Take that necklace home. What? Go. It's only a fiver. But still, you know, it's nice. I do things like that, and people may not see it, and nobody sees it because I am a character. At the end of the day, it's a character. Absolutely. I play as this sharp-tongued bitch that will literally fucking, because I do, just, you know what I'm like, even out of track, I'm like, let's fucking see that. But the character is an extension of that, where I'm just, I can say it, I can get away when I do it, and that's what I do. And I say, if you don't like it, I don't care. But I am quite nice, and I will always, and I'll direct people. I'll see something and say, go, that was brilliant, but what I would, what you could do to make that even better is, oh my god, and then they come back a second time, it's even better, and then I'd be like, right, let's do a show, let's get you on, and then I start to build people that way. Like, I see you come through the school of fucking drag, somebody passes out, the next one comes in, somebody passes out, the next one comes in. I know I keep saying it like that, but it is actually, it is, when I think about it that way, that is like, one person comes through and I show you, right, that's where you go, then they get their own night or get something, then the next one, then they get something, and I'm like, right, well, I take the next one, I go, right, let's go, you've got something, you've got a wee bit of pizzazz, but you've got the drag bug. It's not like I'm just doing drag because I seen it on Drag Race, and that's another, that's my big advice, do not do drag just because it's on TV and it's
great advice.
It's really, everybody, oh my god, yeah, sachet hunty. No,
don't just do it because you're pretty.
No, pretty. Don't do it just because you want to be like, I want to be everything on TikTok, because that is so short-lived. How many apps have we had in the amount of time I've been there? There's been Vine, fucking every app you can possibly think of. Twitter was the place, everything was the place. It's all gone and came and gone. There's been so many queens that I've seen come and go.
Like, there's 16 series of Drag Race. I could not tell you half of them anymore.
Yep. Everybody goes back to working where they worked after they do the, and even now the window is smaller and smaller between each season. You have 6 months to get out there and give a fuck and ditty.
Yep.
If you don't get anything, that's good night. You're just gone. Filter away and you go back to where you came from and you do whatever you gotta do. So kudos to any of the girls, obviously, from Northern Ireland and the UK stuff, Miss Blue Hydrangea.
Charity,
yes. Everybody, fucking keep, get that money in. But it's literally, you know, don't do drag just because I'll be fierce.
Don't just do it for the attention that you think you're going to get because you look good in a cinched waist.
Yeah, do it because you actually have a love for performing and you're like, you hear music and you go, I can picture immediately, like, you can picture, you hear a song, you picture your outfit, your hair, everything, I mean, that would be that, and I want to do it that way, and you can see the venue and everything, not just, I want to do that and just be in a really cinched waist and a flat-assed human wig and go, I'm gorgeous. You're not, you look like a carbon copy of nearly every fucking drag queen across the UK.
Cookie cutter drag.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, have passion.
Literally what it is, it really, really is. Have passion. Passion, more energy, passion. More energy, and
another club.
That and another club. That is it. But just be nice and do it because you want to do it, not just because you think you should be doing it for clout.
Yeah,
because fuck me, there's barely any clout at all.
No, I mean,
unless you literally fucking are.
Be prepared to work hard.
Be prepared to work hard. Yeah, 100%. Because it just doesn't get handy, and people do go, yeah, I want to do a show. I'm like, no problem. It's like, I can offer you unpaid gigs at the moment because I don't have the money. Mm-hmm. Oh no, I'm like, well, that's no problem.
But that's how we all start.
You enjoy the drag in your room.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to come out. I'm not going to pay something that I've never seen before.
No.
Would you buy a fucking something that you've...
But it's old school rules. You do your free gigs to earn your 30 quid gigs, your drink token gigs. We did so many of them.
It's actually 50 quid now, some of the minimums now. 25 whenever I fucking started.
Yeah,
30, and then it's now 50. So it's like, actually,
In my day,
you got a slap.
Yeah, if you were lucky.
you get fucking slapped and told to fuck up and hope for the best. But yeah, no, just go in, do it with the right mind and enjoy it and do it for you, not for fucking... Well, my friends are doing drugs. I'm going to do it. I'm like, no, mate.
Yeah.
Just go enjoy yourself and I do. Or dress up. There's a good quote I always hear. Is like, drag is for everyone, but the stage isn't.
And I think that is the perfect quote to finish our little interview, Ronzi.
Isn't it just? Drag is for everybody, but the stage isn't.
Perfect. It's Roxy Tumbledryer, the tart with the heart. Thank you so much for letting us into your world.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for interviewing me. I've absolutely loved it. To turn the tables around.
It was my pleasure.
I know. And thank you everyone too, as always, for listening. You are all absolutely fantastic. I love you from the bottom of my arse. You are great. Anything else you'd like to say, Mr. Von Dyke?
Buy tickets for the live podcast. Protect the dolls and free Palestine. And mine's a double vodka.
all of the above. Yes, grab your tickets to the Light Podcast. We'll all be there in our droves and having the crack and the banter. And of course, it is the start of July, so it's running into Belfast Pride. So start the month off.
Absolutely.
The way we want to go.
Right.
But yes, have a good one. Thank you very much all for listening. Thank you, Dick Van Dyke.
You're very welcome. I'm ready to get fingered.
And I will see you all on the next one. Have a good one. See you. Good night. God bless. Bye-bye.